I am coming to you today, a worn out manifesting generator from a launch. And I would just love to normalize with you that launching is tiring. Launching is tiring, and that doesn't mean it's not worthwhile. It doesn't mean that you can't recover. It doesn't mean that you can't launch because you're a certain type in human design. Today on Unjaded, I'm going to walk you through the Blue Sparrow launch and how I honored my human design, how you can honor your human design within the launch and after your launch, and how important it is to give yourself the space to do so. So often we go from runway to launch to delivery, and we don't take a breath. So that's what we're unpacking here today. Over and over again in the online space, I hear this phrase, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. I don't know why, but it's always in a voice like that in my head. And a few months ago in the Design to Profit membership, we were unpacking this. And I didn't really realize how ingrained it's become in entrepreneurs to feel like they should be able to launch once and then just repeat the entire process and not change anything or do anything. Like, there's this myth that you're going to be able to do your big launch once and just reuse all of the assets, and it's not going to take anything out of you. So then what happens when you go to relaunch and you're freaking exhausted is that you internalize that there's something wrong with you. You must not be cut out for launching. But here's the thing. Running an online business is about launching offers. Period, the end. That's how you're going to make money, launching offers. You can decide how you want to launch it. It does not have to look like my launch. It doesn't have to be a 3-day masterclass, a workshop, a webinar, a challenge. It could be in your stories. It could be in your email list. It could be in a video series. But there has to be some sort of a launch mechanism in order to get your offer out into the world. And I'm forever reminding entrepreneurs that we're looking at least 27 intentional touches in 2026. What does that mean? It means that someone has to interact with your content or you in a way that they are intentionally thinking of working with you at least 27 times before they buy. Are there going to be exceptions to that rule? Absolutely. But so often I see entrepreneurs, I work with entrepreneurs who think that they're doing a launch and they've done 6 Facebook posts or they've sent a couple of emails. That's not a launch. Your launch needs a lot of different pieces, a lot of different moving parts. And you can lean really hard into your human design. I hope you do lean really hard into your human design in order to get all of the pieces in place and especially in order to decide the timing for your launch. So every launch that I have done in the online space has been postponed somehow, some way, because the timing did not feel right for me. That does not mean that I didn't launch it for months. That does not mean that I quit and said, oh, well, we're not doing this right now. It means that I gave myself and my audience an extra couple of weeks. Most often it's an extra couple of weeks. Maybe the tech has gone wrong in the back end. Last time it was that Meta Ads was changing to the AI ads and the ads were a freaking mess. So people didn't have time to really marinate and to really have those 27 touches. So I didn't kill the launch. I didn't quit. I didn't go ahead and push through energy I didn't have. I reevaluated based on the data, based on my response to the data as a manifesting generator, and adjusted. And I think a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we don't allow ourselves that adjustment. We don't allow that adjustment to happen in our businesses. We get this notion that it has to be this way, this day, or else, do or die. And it doesn't. You can absolutely lean into your need to retreat while you're in a launch. You can absolutely be in the low of your wave while you're in a launch. Life can be lifing while you're launching. And that's what's so different in the human design space. In the bro marketing world, it's very regimented and everything has to be running the way that it's supposed to run. Even if you're exhausted, you have to keep pushing through. We don't do that here. At the time of this recording, my online store launched last week. What day is this? This is the 30th of March when I'm recording. So it launched 5 days ago, went out into the world. And it did actually launch when I planned for it to launch, but that kind of happened as a last minute manifesting generator, emotional authority decision. That was the original date. And then for a couple of weeks, I was feeling really low in my wave. I was really hermiting. So if you follow me on social media, you may notice that there are times where I just go dark for a week or two. I just disappear. And that's okay, because that's my design. My design needs to hermit away in order for you to miss me, in order for you to call me out. My fourth line, my community, my people, you call me out when you're ready for me. And if I never disappear, then you can't do that. So your design wants to play with the people who are in your world. How are you honoring that? For me, something that was playing in my head was, I haven't even been on social media. I don't think I've posted in 2 weeks. I haven't done a story in at least 2 weeks. How am I going to bring people into my world? Well, let me tell you, I woke up on the 22nd, I think, and I was just like, oh my God, it's go time. Like the timing was there. I have a defined route in my human design. If you have a defined route, then your energy operates in a pulse. Mine operates in a pulse with my gate 60, innovation, mutation, adaptation. Where am I limiting myself? How am I allowing others to limit me? How am I allowing myself to be limited outside of myself? There can be some difficulty in the beginning, but when the energy is there, it's just there. And that's part of knowing energy in human design. This is the energy where I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't, oh my God, I know. And it's go time. So when you're really leaning into your human design, you will know little pieces like that in your design that allow you to adapt within your launch so that you don't exhaust yourself, so that you don't feel like you're a robot pushing through when you don't have the energy to push through. And that's not going to land with your people anyway. Your people need you to be all of you in order to respond to you, in order to accept you, in order to recognize you, in order to invite you, in order to be impacted by you. They need you to be being you. So where was I? Around the mulberry bush we go. I had been off of social media for a couple of weeks, and this business was going to be launched on an Instagram page, a new Instagram page. That Instagram, I don't know what you call it, page, a profile, whatever. And that Instagram profile for Blue Sparrow Shop had 5 people on it because I had specifically invited 5 friends to like it before I started. I didn't have a bio. I didn't have a profile picture. I didn't have anything. On Sunday, the 22nd, and on Wednesday, the 25th, we opened. I opened the Instagram profile, and within a day, within less than 24 hours, we had 100 followers, 100 and something. I'm not sure what it's at now, but it's growing. It's growing quickly because I am energized for it, because I am magnetizing my people to it, because I have all the energy in the world for content, even though I'm really tired from a launch, because I'm allowing myself to come back to myself. And that's really what being a second line is about. It's not necessarily about getting away from people. It's about coming back to yourself, really resting and recharging. And you might have some of that in your design as well. So let's say you're a projector and you think, oh my God, Vicky, I could never launch like you launch. Absolutely. I hope you never do launch like I launch. That would be crazy. I want you to launch like you launch. I want you to launch feeling recognized and invited to share and resting throughout your launch. And really developing your launch strategy that works with your human design. And then allowing yourself to play and pivot within your design and your launch mechanism to get the job done. So many people just decide that launching isn't for them, rather than figuring out, wait, my human design is going to show me how I can launch. Not if I can launch, how I can launch. So how can I honor that? Some of the things that I have learned are very, very important. Are being ready when it, one of the things is being ready when it's go time. So for me in the online store, that looked like buying inventory, getting ready to get ready, buying inventory, doing the listings, doing the photos, setting the policies in the background. Actually, I want to walk you through the return policy as well. Setting the policies in the background, all of these pages. And AI was such a great tool for me because I could go into my AI tool and I could say, okay, here's where I'm at. What policies do I need to have in place first? And walk me through step by step for this first one, and then this second one, and then this third one. And we actually set a return policy based on what other resale shops are doing, which is boring, but anyway, with no returns. And as an emotional authority, I sat with that for probably about a week. And I came back and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to have a zero return policy. I want to have a really generous return policy. But I had to feel my way through that. I had to let myself be in it. And that's the thing with playing with your design within your launch, within your business. We say in human design that business is third line, which means that it's trial and error, which means that it is fool around and find out. And if you are an emotional authority in your human design, you're going to feel into different things throughout your launch, throughout your business, and change them. So how can you let that be okay? And then something else that I would like you to consider, whether you're in a launch, whether you're softly launching offers, however you're doing it, is to look at your data. So many times entrepreneurs do not look at their data. And I would say that this is what separates the men from the boys. We do this in Design to Profit, my membership, on a regular basis. This month's business training is all about unpacking the entire quarter. What were your big rocks? Did you get them done? Why or why not? How much money came into your business? What's your conversion rate? What were your best-selling offers? How did you honor your design? Where did you go off track? How will you do it differently? There's so much more than just the money. But we got to look at the money too. So look at the data from your launch and see how you'll adjust it next time. This is the part of rinse and repeat that people don't really talk about, where yes, maybe you will reuse some of the assets from your launch and you're going to get better and better at launching and it is going to get easier and easier for you because you're going to figure out how it works in your system, how it works so that you don't collapse at the end of a launch or mid-launch. And then you look at your data when you get through it and you tweak based on that. What was the open rate of this subject line versus that subject line? Where did people convert on this landing page? What if I change the wording this way on the landing page? All of those things, that's all information for you. And then each launch, you change a little bit more until you get to the point where it does feel more rinse and repeat, but it's not just calling it in. It's never just calling it in. And I think that's what people think of with rinse and repeat. For me, as a manifesting generator, I have discovered that it doesn't work for me to have my social media planned out. I have a shell of emails in most launches, but I'm going in and I'm changing them because I'm in response. I am always in response on my social media. There are no schedulers. There's no content being put out on a planner, any of that. It is me in response because that's how I need to be, especially in a launch. Because when I'm in a launch, I'm getting so much that I can respond to this, like boom, 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 boom. And that's when my people respond to me. And your people will respond to you when you're honoring your human design. Post-launch, it is really important to allow yourself the space to rest. No matter if you're still fired up, maybe you can go do something fun, celebrate yourself, but you need time away from your business. So what often happens is that entrepreneurs go from the runway, which is like all of that stuff you got to get ready leading up to a launch. So for me in the online store, it was buying the inventory, washing, ironing, steaming, doing the listings, doing the photos, measuring things, like all of the things. Into launch, which was the day the store opened, and then hightail it, stay in high gear all the way through. And we're just not built like that. Every person has some sort of requirement for rest, even the most energetic amongst us. And I find that that's been a really important key piece for me, no matter what kind of launch I've done, whether it's the online store, whether it's Content by Design, Design to Profit, whatever it is taking time between end of launch, between cart close. Now, there isn't a cart close with an online store, but between cart close and start of delivery. I remember one time I was launching Content by Design, and because I had pushed it out a couple of weeks because of the ads, I was in a space of delivering like 2 days after the cart closed. And I said to my VA, I will never do that again. Because as a second line, I need to come back to myself before I can give you what you need. And no matter what your design is, I would encourage you to rest, recuperate before you go into delivery. So make sure that there's some space in all of your launches for nothing. Block off an entire week, if you possibly can, in between when your cart closes and when you actually start to deliver. 2 weeks even. And you can absolutely be in your group and sharing things if you want to be. You can be present if the energy is there for you. But what is really a horrible thing to be doing is to be pushing through energy that you don't have. Because if you start delivering your offer that way, it is going to be hard the whole way through. How you start is how you finish. Easy in the beginning, easy at the end. Hard in the beginning, hard at the end. And I have had to learn that the hard way. I hope you don't have to learn it like that.